Saudi Arabic Head Start Program, Module 2, Side 1, Lesson 1. Drills on Conversation. After reading the English translation of the conversation, did you notice how the Saudi officer addresses Major Adams? He says, Major John, using Major Adams's first name rather than his last name. This is because in Arabic, a person is normally addressed by his rank and his first name, not by his rank and last name, as we do in the U.S. military. In the Arab world, most titles in everyday use are followed by the first name rather than the last name. As you may have already guessed by now, Abdulaziz is our lieutenant colonel's first name, not his last name, and Saud is the lieutenant's first name. Their last names are not even mentioned in the conversation. Now listen to the whole conversation as spoken at normal speed.
صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز.
صباح الخير يا رائد جان. أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود، تشرفنا.
أهلا وسهلا يا رائد جان. اتفضل استريح.
مشكور.
Major Adams is the first to speak and says,
صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز.
It means, good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Abdulaziz. You, of course, already know that
صباح الخير
means good morning. The next word,
yeah,
really has no translation in English. It is used, however, whenever one Arab addresses another by his name, and quite often is used simply to get the person's attention. It is always said right before the name, or the rank, if the rank is used before the name, and is very easy to say. Repeat it after the tape.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This Saudi's rank is
مقدم,
meaning Lieutenant Colonel. مقدم has a sound which is new to you, the sound between mu and addam, which we write as q. All it really is the sound k, but said a little farther back in the throat. Listen to how the native speaker says the sound by itself.
قا 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 قا.
Now try to repeat it after him.
قا 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 قا.
Listen to the whole word.
مقدم 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 مقدم.
Now you repeat it, saying the K-like sound as far back in your throat as you can.
مقدم 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 مقدم.
What does this word mean? It means Lieutenant Colonel. The Lieutenant Colonel's first name is Abdulaziz. This is a very common Arab name and means literally slave of the mighty one. The word Abd means slave or servant, and Al-Aziz means the mighty one, an expression referring to God. In other words, the Lieutenant Colonel's name means that he is a servant of God. In fact, any Arab name beginning with Abd means servant of, and is followed by one of the many words referring to God. So all of these names that you will hear in Saudi Arabia, such as Abdulaziz, Abdullah, Abdulkarim, and Abdurrahman, mean servant of God. Notice that the name
Abdulaziz
twice has the sound
A,
which we had in the words
عليكم
and
مع.
Listen to the name carefully.
Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz.
Repeat after the tape.
Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz. Abdul Aziz.
Now let's practice the whole sentence, first in parts, then as a whole. Repeat after the tape.
صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز. 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 صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز.
The Saudi Lieutenant Colonel responds to Major Adams by saying,
صباح الخير يا رائد جون.
The only new word in this line is
رائد,
meaning major. Notice that the middle of the word has the same sound as that at the end of the word مساء. Listen to how the native speaker says the word.
رائد, 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 رائد.
Now repeat it after the tape.
رائد, 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 رائد.
Now repeat the Arabic for Major John when he is directly addressed.
يا رائد جون, يا رائد جون, يا رائد جون, يا رائد جون.
And now the whole line.
صباح الخير يا رائد جون. صباح الخير يا رائد جون. صباح الخير يا رائد جون.
Then Lieutenant Colonel Abdulaziz wants to introduce Major Adams to Lieutenant Saud. So he says,
أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
Every word here is new to you. First, we have the lieutenant's name, a very common one in Saudi Arabia, and the name of the royal family, which gave the country its name. Listen to how the name is said.
Saud. Saud. Saud.
Now you repeat it.
Saud. 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 Saud.
The word for lieutenant is
Mulazim.
Listen.
Mulazim. Mulazim. Mulazim.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Mulazim. Mulazim. Mulazim.
The sound il means the and is used along with a title and name when not addressing the person directly. Remember that the word ya is used when the person is addressed directly. So now, repeat after the speaker the Arabic equivalent of the lieutenant.
Il-mulazim. Il-mulazim. Il-mulazim.
And now repeat the title and name together.
Il-mulazim Saud. Il-mulazim Saud. الملازم سعود. الملازم سعود.
The word for I present or I introduce in Arabic is
أقدم.
Listen to how the speaker says it and notice that the D in the middle of the word is doubled.
أقدم. 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 أقدم.
Now repeat it after the speaker.
أقدم. 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 أقدم.
In the English version of the conversation, we have translated أقدم as may I introduce. In fact, the Arabic simply means I am introducing or I introduce. The word lak means to you. La or li means to, and the K at the end stands for you. Listen to how the speaker says it.
Lak. لك لك.
Now repeat it.
لك 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 لك.
Now repeat the whole phrase, first in parts, then together.
أقدم لك أقدم لك أقدم لك أقدم لك أقدم لك.
What does this phrase mean in English? It means, may I introduce to you, or literally, I am introducing to you. Now let's say the whole line, first in parts, then together.
أقدم لك الملازم سعود. أقدم لك الملازم سعود. أقدم لك الملازم سعود. أقدم لك الملازم سعود. أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
Let's review what we have learned so far in this conversation. We'll say the Arabic lines and you translate them. Check your translation with the tape.
صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز.
Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Abdulaziz.
صباح الخير يا رائد جان.
Good morning, Major John.
أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
May I introduce Lieutenant Saud to you? Now repeat each line after the speaker.
صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز. صباح الخير يا رائد جان. أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
Now translate each line from English to Arabic. Compare your translation with what follows your response. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Abdulaziz.
صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز.
Good morning, Major John.
صباح الخير يا رائد جان.
May I introduce Lieutenant Saud to you?
أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
Now let's go on to the rest of the conversation. You have already learned the hardest part. The next part of the conversation will show how a person responds to an introduction in Arabic. The next word you'll learn is very commonly used among Arabs. It means brother. Listen to it.
أخ أخ أخ.
Now say it, and don't be afraid to say the scraping K-like sound at the end of the word.
أخ 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 أخ.
Now say
الأخ,
which means the brother.
الأخ 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 الأخ.
You have already had the word
مرحبا.
What does it mean? It means hello or hi. Actually, the literal meaning of the word is welcome. So when you say the word
مرحبا
followed by the sound B and then a person's name, you are saying welcome to so-and-so or welcome so-and-so. For example,
مرحبا بالأخ
means welcome, brother, and is a phrase very commonly used by an Arab to make another person feel at home and feel accepted. First, listen to how it is said.
مرحبا بالأخ. مرحبا بالأخ.
Now say it after the speaker.
مرحبا بالأخ. مرحبا بالأخ.
Now let's say welcome brother Saud. Repeat after the speaker.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود. مرحبا بالأخ سعود. مرحبا بالأخ سعود. مرحبا بالأخ سعود.
The next word literally means we are honored and is said the same way we say pleased to meet you or glad to meet you in English. The word is
اتشرفنا.
Listen closely and notice the double rolled R sound in the middle.
اتشرفنا. 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 اتشرفنا.
Now repeat it after the speaker.
اتشرفنا. 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 اتشرفنا.
What does it mean in English? It means glad to meet you, and literally means we are honored. Now repeat the whole line after the speaker.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود. اتشرفنا. مرحبا بالأخ سعود. اتشرفنا.
What does Major Adams's response mean in English? It means, welcome, Brother Saud. Glad to meet you. To this phrase, Lieutenant Saud's reply is
أهلاً وسهلاً يا رائد جون,
which means, glad to see you, Major John. In fact, the phrase
أهلاً وسهلاً
is a very common courtesy expression, which can be translated many different ways, depending on what fits well in English. In every case, though, the basic meaning of
أهلاً وسهلاً
is that you are glad to see someone and are extending a welcome to him. Repeat the whole line after the speaker.
أهلاً وسهلاً يا رائد جون. أهلاً وسهلاً يا رائد جون. أهلاً وسهلاً يا رائد جون.
Then Lieutenant Colonel Abdulaziz says an Arabic phrase to Major John, meaning, please have a seat. It is
اتفضل استريح.
The word
اتفضل
generally means please, in the sense of help yourself or be my guest. In the middle of the word, you have an emphatic D which is doubled. It is the same emphatic D which you learned in the expression
من فضلك,
meaning please. Listen carefully to how the speaker says the word.
اتفضل. 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 اتفضل.
Now repeat it after the speaker.
اتفضل. اتفضل. اتفضل.
The word meaning have a seat is
استريح.
Listen to how it is said.
استريح. استريح. استريح.
Now you say it after the speaker.
استريح. استريح. استريح.
Now say the entire phrase after the speaker.
اتفضل استريح. اتفضل استريح. اتفضل استريح. اتفضل استريح.
What does it mean in English? It means, please have a seat. The word اتفضل is used only when you are offering something to someone, such as اتفضل استريح, please have a seat, or اتفضل سيجارة, please have a cigarette. The phrase من فضلك, which you have already learned, and which also means please, is used in a completely different way. من فضلك is used to mean please only when you are making a request or asking for something, as in عيد من فضلك, repeat please. Major Adams, to be polite, answers
مشكور,
which means thank you. Listen once again to it.
مشكور, مشكور, مشكور.
Repeat it after the speaker.
مشكور, مشكور, مشكور.
Now for a review of the last few lines. First, repeat the lines as you hear the speaker say them. Do not look at the text.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود. اتشرفنا.
Try it once more.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود. اتشرفنا. أهلا وسهلا يا رائد جان. اتفضل استريح. مشكور.
Now translate the lines into English as you hear them, without looking at the text. Compare your translation with the one which follows your response.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود. اتشرفنا.
Welcome, Brother Saud. Glad to meet you.
أهلا وسهلا يا رائد جان.
Glad to see you, Major John.
اتفضل استريح.
Please have a seat.
مشكور.
Thank you. Now try to translate them from English to Arabic. Compare your translation with that of the tape. Welcome, Brother Saud. Glad to meet you.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود. اتشرفنا.
Glad to see you, Major John.
أهلا وسهلا يا رائد جان.
Please have a seat.
اتفضل استريح.
Thank you.
مشكور.
Let's briefly review the whole conversation. First, translate the lines into English as you hear them.
صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز.
Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Abdulaziz.
صباح الخير يا رائد جان.
Good morning, Major John.
أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
May I introduce Lieutenant Saud to you?
مرحبا بالأخ سعود. تشرفنا.
Welcome, Brother Saud. Glad to meet you.
أهلا وسهلا يا رائد جان.
Glad to see you, Major John.
اتفضل استريح.
Please have a seat.
مشكور.
Thank you. Now repeat each line after the speaker.
صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز.
صباح الخير يا رائد جان. أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود. تشرفنا.
أهلا وسهلا يا رائد جان. اتفضل استريح.
مشكور.
Now let's try to translate the entire conversation from English to Arabic. You will hear each line in English and have from 5 to 8 seconds to translate it into Arabic. You will then hear the correct translation and will have time to repeat it. Let's start. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Abdulaziz.
صباح الخير يا مقدم عبد العزيز.
Good morning, Major John.
صباح الخير يا رائد جان.
May I introduce Lieutenant Saud to you?
أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
Welcome, Brother Saud. Glad to meet you.
مرحبا بالأخ سعود. تشرفنا.
Glad to see you, Major John.
أهلا وسهلا يا رائد جان.
Please have a seat.
اتفضل استريح.
Thank you.
مشكور.
Practice this exercise until you are fluent. Now you'll have the conversation with the Saudi speaker by playing the role of Major Adams, and the Saudi will give you the answers. Try to look only at the English version of the conversation. Say, good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Abdulaziz.
صباح الخير يا رائد جان. أقدم لك الملازم سعود.
Say welcome, brother Saud. Glad to meet you.
أهلا وسهلا يا رائد جان. اتفضل استريح.
Say thank you.